you're going to hear where it goes next. I'll read you this little section. All right, what happens in, just to give you the, you know, surface narrative so you're not lost, is ostracism's father and ostracism low in the countryside. Lo and behold, young girls are dying everywhere, right? So he sends her off to a school so that she'll be safe. You know, she won't be one of these young girls who's dying in the deserted countryside. Also, there's this sense that, you know, she's getting to an age where it might not be so cool for her to live alone with him. Right, that's just kind of left. So she goes off to this girl's school, and what I'm going to read you is just she starts keeping a diary when she first gets to this girl's school. Yeah, it's a girl's school because Hammer Horror, they're always girl's schools, and they flit around in togas and whatnot. Anyway, this is the first pages of her diary when she's in girl's school. Okay, there's this little stupid little thing that goes, school, come in. School is a dairy because all headmistresses are cows.
I'm sorry. Come in. I just wanted to drop them off for class. Sorry.
That's okay.
Now that I'm in school, I'm never again going to be alone. I used to hate girls. I remember. Girls are stupid. Girls always lie. What I meant was that I was from a different race than all of them. Because the same blood wasn't in me that was in them. When I was with them, I was awkward. I wasn't right. There are only girls in this school, so now I'm thinking about girls all the time. I can't know what I'm dreaming, because my mind's so occupied with wanting to fuck this girl. No date. The word fuck means something, but I don't know what it means in this school. Today, I masturbated. Here's what I wrote while I was masturbating. Whenever I look at her, I look through her eyes and then walk into her. Even though I'm in this school, which means I'm going to have to leave school because I'm going to graduate, I'm never going to be without her. Now, because I'm walking inside her, I own her. I live between her fingernails and the skin that's underneath them. As yet, there aren't any pirates. Again, no date. And again, while masturbating. Pirate sex began on the date when the liquids began to gush forward. As if when equals because. At the same time, my pirate penis shot out of my body. As it thrust out of my body, it moved into my body. I don't remember where. My penis walked into my body each time that it did, by tapping like a male monkey on a section of the female skin, by then punching through that skin to all which was lying below, to skin upon skin. Sometimes plastic containers holding liquids such as water and piss sat between the skins. Pirates, you see, are hot to puncture through. After they've done this, they need to piss or shoot into another person. This is why this, my body, is the beginning of pirate sex. All of us girls have been dead for so long, but we're not going to be anymore. After not having sex for years, the pirates came to a land where they could again have sex. Of course, they were girls. They trampled down roses, blustered, bragged their way, stomped then limped into this territory. Some of them even pissed in their pants. They were remembering their childhoods. Pirate number one, I'm looking for a place to lay down my cock. Overhearing this foul sentence, a long-standing pirate named Kiss of Rot, who was aware that cocks lay themselves down only in recipients, instructed the young criminal that a receptacle had to look into her eyes before she could shoot into that receptacle. Now a receptacle is looking into my eyes so I can look into her eyes. When I do, I walk right into the center of her brain. Because I'm here, I can shoot. In the midst of my emission, she opens again. Each opening opens up. each opening series touches another opening series without entering its territory. There's no confusion anywhere. When I see all this order, my eyeballs rotate 180 degrees in their sockets. I'm gazing into a world in which sight is impossible. Today, no one can find little girls anymore. They had all gone down to wherever they went when they returned home. The more of them that disappeared, the more the flowers shot out of the earth. Whenever a colorful plant emerges from one of the holes in the dirt, out of which cunt juice is always welling, a young girl could again be seen.